More than 1,000 years ago, in the year 849, a prince was born in England who afterwards became one of the most celebrated and best-loved kings in the world. His name was Alfred, afterwards called Alfred the Great, and he was the favorite son both of the king and queen. In those days the common people were very ignorant. Few of them could even read and write. There were no schools, and the monasteries, where almost the only teaching had been done, were nearly all destroyed in the wars, which were continually going on. Only the higher classes had any chance to study, and even they paid much more attention to fighting than to studying. But Alfred was different from most persons of his time. Even when a little boy, he delighted in listening to poems and to the ballads which harpers used to sing, and he learned many of them by heart. When he was 12 years old, his mother, the queen, offered to give a volume of poems to that one of her 4 sons who would first learn to read it. Alfred was the youngest of them all, yet he easily won the prize, of which his brothers thought so little. But, as has been said, these were stirring times, and Alfred was soon called on to show his great abilities as a soldier. The Danes, a warlike people, were continually swooping down in their vessels upon the coast of England. Often they spread over the entire country, plundering and burning the towns and killing the people. In the midst of these invasions, Alfred became king when he was only 22 years old. He proved as good a warrior as he was a student. He thought that whatever is worth doing at all is worth doing well. He was generally successful against the Danes, but at one time they seemed to have the country entirely in their power, and Alfred was compelled to hide for his life.